Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Ninth Story Podcast. This is Season 6, Episode 18. I'm Alexander.
And I'm Jeanette. Welcome.
We are a podcast about writing and story.
And today's topic is, this is our story. So since we started in 2018, we kind of wanted to take a moment, pause, and kind of reflect on what we've been doing and look forward into what 2018 is going to be. And that's what we're doing today, because there is a lot going on right now.
What we're trying to do is really become more focused as individuals in our own careers and our own personal endeavors, and also to grow with this podcast and to share that journey with you.
And I know I feel like we're constantly looking at what we're doing with this podcast and trying to shift directions and redirect and refocus. And this is just another version of that where we say, we love you. We love bringing you this show. We just need to figure out how we're doing it.
So after this particular episode, we're going to have 4 more episodes for this season. Then we're going to take about a month break before we come back with our new format, which is going to be basically kind of the old format that Dan put out there, which is to talk about more personal stories.
Yeah, get back into more of the storytelling part of it as a broader topic rather than just about writing, which was what this season, season 6, has been about writing and authors and really pursuing that part of it because that's what we were focused on. And now our storytelling is expanding once again because this is what you get when you have artists running the helm, man. We get so excited about things and then we want to go explore some new stuff. So you're just coming with us.
And really what spurred all of that on is the fact that we may be going overseas for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Jeanette might be taking a job in Dubai and Oman starting in February, depending on whether the project goes through.
Yeah, It's in the world of the television and entertainment, which means it might not happen, but if it does, it's going to be get on a plane, it's time to go. And then when I'm over there, I'm going to be just illustrating full time, which will leave me personally no free time whatsoever until like middle of the year, which means this entire podcast will fall on Alexander.
So because I'll be doing a lot of other things, which I'll be getting into later, I want to be able to share those adventures with you, the audience, along with trying to get more personal stories into this podcast. Not talking about short stories, but actual individual people's stories presented to you.
Which we kind of get through the interviews, but we want to bring in more of a conversation and less of the straight interview again. Because I love it when we kind of forget that we're recording and just have a conversation. There are so many times we chop out an extra hour of the podcast where it's just us talking to this other writer, to this other storyteller, and we learn things about their lives that we haven't been able to share with you. I'd love to share that part of the show.
So another part of season 7, one of the big things is going to be getting better habits. This is something we're both going to be undertaking in order to get our lives in the right trajectory because we've been really kind of aimless as far as figuring out how we're getting where we're going as far as our careers, as far as writing, as far as everything that we've been doing. We've been doing a lot of different things, but we haven't really 100% focused on any one thing. It's why we've been having a hard time really making any real headway in our own personal careers because the focus has not been entirely where it should be.
Laser focused has not been what we've been. And healthier habits include all of the aspects of our lives because I don't know if we edited all of that out of the previous episodes, but I was very sick at the end of October, beginning November. And even right now, I'm still healing and getting better, but different eating habits, different actual exercise, different lifestyle habits, productivity habits, like all of our habits need work in order for us to, one, for me to feel healthier and to, you know, keep living, which is a good thing. And then also to really progress. And it's been kind of amazing behind the scenes this last 2 months. I have been working with small business mentors through SCORE and actually putting together my illustration business as a focused Like, I'm all in Entity. And it's amazing how fast things are pulling together now that I know this is the direction I'm going. I need help with this. And I've been able to find so many people who are willing to help me. And it's just amazing what happens when you say, this is it. This is what I'm doing. Let's go.
And why don't you describe to the audience what SCORE is?
Oh, that would be good to know. So if any of you out there are trying to start a small business, even if you're just a author who needs help figuring out how to market yourself and sell more books, I absolutely recommend reaching out to SCORE.org, which is SCORE.org. It's a group of business professionals who volunteer their time to help mentor other small business owners. And they had started, most of them have started as small business owners. Actually, the first lady I talked to there, it was really kind of humbling. She started from the ground up a multi-million dollar online business and then sold it and retired. And now she's working at SCORE, just volunteering and helping people like me find my way through the craziness that is the legal and financial world in order to do what I want to do, which is make art and share it with people. So if you need any help whatsoever in any aspect of your business, reach out. They're incredibly helpful. And free. Did I mention free? They're free.
And as far as writing goes, this entire season has been extraordinarily helpful and educational for us.
Oh, absolutely.
We've had some really extraordinary guests on that have given us some really great information and have some amazing books on writing that have given us some really much needed direction in our own personal writing, especially when we took on NaNoWriMo in November.
And you know, it's kind of funny because I so frequently feel like I'm not a writer. And we've talked about this before. I have some serious imposter syndrome because I spend so much time on art. But I am a storyteller in the art that I create. And writing NaNoWriMo just so made me remember why I love writing. I love writing even though I 100% feel like everything I write is nonsense. It's entertaining nonsense, but it's nonsense. That's what I discovered. But then the other thing I was thinking about is if I look back through Horror Haikus Day throughout this last year, I've written so much poetry that I don't even think about. I'm just like, yeah, once a week I write a poem, whatever. No, once a week you write a poem. That's pretty damn awesome.
Yes, it is very, very awesome. And our previous guest, last week's guest, Pippa Bailey, was definitely talking about her own personal imposter syndrome. And yet she got validation through the community of writers out there and people with some pretty big publications out there giving her credit for the fact that she is a fantastic writer. And this past year in 2017, her career has taken a major upshot. And that's really what all it really takes is persistence. You know, if you continue to work at something every single day, you're going to get better at it. And if you take in some outside resources for education in order to improve what you're doing and you keep at it, you're going to make it. You're going to do things. It's really about small incremental improvements every single day. And that's something that we're both trying to take on as new habits in order to get where we want to go in an actual time frame that's actually set instead of some nebulous period of time.
Yeah, I'll get there eventually. For example, some of the habits that I started doing and was doing really well until the ER visit and then just feeling awful.
For our new listeners, why don't you explain your ER visit?
Oh, so
plural.
ER visits. So the first visit was because I was feeling this bizarre abdominal pressure. It had been growing for an entire year, and I just finally decided, I'll call the nurse hotline and see if I should maybe go to the ER or get a doctor's appointment or something. They said, you should probably go to the ER in the next 3 hours. Okay, we're going to the ER, hun. And then off we went. Turns out my gallbladder is doing something exciting that it shouldn't be doing. What exactly that is at the moment
is... It's having a party.
It's having a party, and I was not invited. I just get to clean up after it, apparently. but it
that
hasn't been...
That sounds very, very, very...
graphic.
Yes.
Sorry. take that out.
Nope.
Dang. But I still don't know exactly what it's doing. All it means is that sometimes I will eat something and then curl up in the fetal position because I am in so much pain. And then, you know, just don't eat anything interesting and you'll be fine. Seems to actually be the solution so far. But we'll see. More on that as the story progresses. And then the second time, I was convinced that my eyes were turning yellow, which is a symptom of blocked organ bits. But I was fine. I was just panicking. In fact, my liver tests and everything were fine. So they're like, you're fine. You're freaking out. Go home. You have anxiety. Okay, thank you. I was hoping that would be the answer. But yeah, that kind of derailed some of the good habits I had been growing with productivity and drawing every day and writing every day. In a way, I have been writing every day again since the beginning, actually before the beginning of the year. It hasn't been creative writing, but it has been pages upon pages of journaling. So every day I try to describe what my day was. Every day I try to say what went well, what didn't go well, how could I have done better? Why did that bother me, that thing that happened? Why did I react the way I did? So it's been a lot of introspection, which tends to happen for me at the beginning of every year and at the end of every year. So, you know, in that same like 2 month span every year, I tend to write my most journal entries. I'll usually write like 12 or 15 and then I die off for a little while and then I get back into it in the middle of the year and then I die off for a little while. So right now I'm just heavily into journaling. So technically I'm writing. It's just not creative writing.
Yeah. And there's been some great highs and lows with our friends as well, with like Nelson Piles having his book released and Jeanette doing the cover for that, which is awesome. And, you know, for all of our friends that have been really putting out some great work, and
so much
seeing that level of excitement around success when the effort and work and time has put in there. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. And even The Wicked Library, I'm super proud of because it won a Parsec Award.
Yes, with a short story by K.B. Goddard, and also Uncanny County won an award.
Dude, I'm so proud. I'm so proud of this community that we are a part of. Like, Lane Lloyd is making amazing things. New podcasts are getting started. I'm starting to work with another author about doing another book cover. And I love seeing what we are all creating all the time. We're just a bunch of creative, busy bees. And I love it. I love popping into someone's blog and seeing that they've really been working on something and really been progressing. And I think it is something that I, one, really admire. And I want to make stuff too. I know we constantly make stuff, but I want to be more focused in the stuff that I am making, which is part of why life is shifting a little bit.
So let's just talk a little bit more now about how the podcast is going to change, how Ninth Story Podcast is going to change. So we're currently in season 6 and we have a couple episodes left, and season 6 is going to continue to be in its current format, which is interview based, with the exception of this particular episode. But then after that, we're going to be shifting to more of personal stories with the purpose of having us as people and as creative folks and as writers grow by learning about other people's personal stories.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the biggest things that will show instantly is I myself am not going to be here on every single episode, because especially if we end up going overseas, I won't be able to sit down and record for a couple hours like I have been able to. So I'm going to have to take a step back, and Immortal Alexander here is going to have to really extra take the helm, although he's already been doing all of the editing, all of the promotion, all of the commenting back to your comments, my friends. That's pretty much all Alexander. I think once in a while I go, oh, hey, that's cool. Thumbs up. Like, you're just not helpful, Jeanette. Go home. You're drunk.
She is very helpful. most likely not drunk because she can't actually have.
I can't drink alcohol right now. It's so sad. Or coffee. I'm just, ugh.
So, I mean, I'm not really sure exactly how everything's going to pan out, especially if we end up going to Dubai and Oman. The thought is I would be having either a guest on or a co-host on that would be Skyping in with me. So we'll only be having two people speaking during the episode. Which will probably be a little cleaner, a little easier to kind of follow the conversation. And I don't know exactly who I'm going to be asking. I have a lot of people in mind that I would like to have co-host with me. So I'm going to be reaching out to a lot of folks in the community, people we've interviewed before, to see who would be interested in actually coming on as a co-host in rotation. Because I think it'd be kind of fun to have, you know, revolving door of co-hosts coming on the show and sharing our own personal stories of things that we are doing and how our lives are going, along with their own personal life stories.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, something just popped into my head, which is a little off topic. May I share?
Go ahead.
Okay. So when we talk about personal stories, I think in our pasts, in our collective pasts, I mean you too, the person who is listening, there's these moments in our lives that guide us and show us which direction we're going. And I can, one moment in high school is just rampaging through my head right now. Which is, I was constantly splitting myself in my free time between being in the theater department and doing all of the theatrical productions and painting and performing and memorizing scripts and writing scripts. I have so many terrible scripts I've written. And with the creative writing group. So I would go over to the creative writing group as often as I could to write stories and work on scripts and poetry. Oh my God, I have so much poetry that I've written. And I don't know why that keeps popping into my head. I think because I've always tried to divide myself in too many directions. And every time I focus on one thing, I make so much progress. So when I decided to go just with theater, I improved so much. I went just with film. I've improved so much. I just decided to write for November. And in 1 month, so much happened. I really got into a rhythm where I was able to write. And
you reached, what, like 40,000 words?
I did. I hit 40,000 words, which was 10,000 more than I was, hoping I could make. And like 20,000 more than I actually thought I'd be able to do. it did. It helped me realize, yes, you can do this. Yes, you do enjoy this, actually. And I want to prescribe even more to what Libby Hawker was talking about, which is just to unplug and force your own brain to be its own entertainment.
Yeah, that's something that's definitely going to be most likely how things are going to end up operating, since we're going to be in a foreign country, probably not have the same kind of internet access we have here or mm-hmm. speeds of internet that we have here. We have no idea. I know Oman especially has only really become a more modern place in the past 40 years.
Actually, both.
Oh, and Dubai. Areas, and Dubai, yeah. Both territories have been become more and more modern in the past 40 years. So, which is about as long as I've been around. So, there you go.
Wow.
We really have no idea. I know they are very modern. They're very up to date with technology, but I just don't know what kind of access we're going to have, mm-hmm. especially since when we were in Italy, the kind of internet access they had there was the access was slow and not the best depending on where you're actually staying.
Mm-hmm.
So depending where we were, we would have varying degrees of internet access overseas. And so we really have no idea how this is going to operate. I'm going to try to get this out the best I can. If I have to actually just record it into a recorder and then find a way to upload it to Dropbox or something and have somebody else find a way to help cut this thing together, or I might not be able to get this up at all depending on how things are operating over there. I don't know. That's a big question mark. If the podcast ends up going away for 4+ months, then I'm just going to jump into blogging. I will give you guys information of where that blog is going to be, and I'll have it up there. Maybe I'll just do some videos on my phone and upload them to the blog, or I'll figure it out. I'll make something happen while I'm away. But if I can get season 7 up and running while I'm in Oman, that's going to be even more interesting because of the stories that will be coming out of that.
I'm so excited about 2018. I'm incredibly excited about, I love experimenting with this podcast, with what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I love the conversations we have. Mm-hmm. And I'm also so excited for both of us to really be delving into our passions this year in a very focused, very...
driven.
Yeah, I guess driven would work. Yeah, driven in a driven way. Methodical way.
And I just want to explain a little bit better about what season seven is going to be. Really, what's going on in my brain, like the thoughts I had while we were going for a walk today out in the sunshine, which is great. It's freezing outside. We're in Connecticut. And so what I really was thinking is that how can this podcast be the most helpful to not only authors and writers out there, but also to the general public that are coming in and listening to this show for the first time that may not be interested in being a professional writer or a professional author. So the thought I had is that when we as people watch a really great piece of cinema, let's say, a really profound, moving piece of cinema or a really profound, moving book or comic or whatever, or TV show, anything. And when we consume these things, sometimes they get our brains going in a different direction and make us actually make different life choices because of what we experienced, what we, you know, were attuned to. Mm-hmm. And like, let's say you watch some sort of film about a brother and a sister that were never getting along in their entire life. And then all of a sudden something happens, that some kind of trauma happens, and they have to bond together. And all of a sudden by the end of the film, they're much more connected than they ever have been. And then all of a sudden you want to reach out to your brother or sister that you haven't spoken to in years. And you're kind of inspired to do that, or being really inspired by other people's lives and incorporating that into your writing. Because I think that as writers, we really need outside sources and things that are more grounded in reality in order to really be able to create something that feels real and tangible and really relatable. Because we're so disconnected with the internet and with social media and with all these things that we're just, we feel like this is what personal interactions are supposed to be, when you're like, oh, really cool, dude, that's awesome. You know, thumbs up, heart, love, high five, gif, you know, whatever. Like, they're wonderful. It's definitely a great way to express yourself quickly to a large group of people in a very short period of time. But these small personal stories are really what's going to help us to grow and understand how to create better characters, better worlds. So I feel like sharing our own personal stories, our own personal growth and triumphs and disappointments, and other people's stories as well, and really interesting things from around the world, especially if I'm in Oman and Dubai, I'm going to be interviewing people from over there and talking about their lives and what's it like, and how has life treated you, and what are you doing today, and what excites you personally, and taking these personal stories and providing them to you guys in order to help feed your brain and your hearts with something new, some outside source that can really inspire you and give you that extra bit of energy you need to keep doing what you're doing and get better at it and create some interesting characters.
Because the more you feed yourself with experiences and knowledge and story, the more you can make stories yourself. Because one thing that just keeps coming up is you really can't create in a vacuum. I suppose you could, but it's a lot harder. It's much easier to build something when you have something to build with.
So, Jeanette.
Yeah.
What are we working on in 2018?
Well, lots of really exciting things. So you guys have already heard I potentially will be working on this big illustration project overseas. So that's the biggest thing on my mind at the moment. So one of the other things that I have been getting really, really excited about and have been spending so much time researching and learning how to do it is YouTubing. We started off as the dynamic duo of Haunting TV, and we've gone on such an interesting journey through blogging and podcasting. And we've learned so much along our journey, and I am right back to wanting to be a YouTuber. It's basically what every 10-year-old girl or boy or other wants to be. And I'm like, yeah, oh, we'll be a YouTuber. It's just the more I've learned, the more I want to share in a way that will help other artists, other visual artists, to remember to have fun with what they're doing. And there is definitely kind of the business brain in me that wants to share some of that journey as well, which I don't know how that's going to mix into one channel. This might end up being multiple things, Jeanette, you said you were going to do one thing. I know, I'm really bad at picking one thing, but the YouTube channel is a major part of what I am going to be focusing on this year.
And this is actually one of the reasons why Jeanette is going to be on the show a lot less in 2018, is because she'll be focusing a lot of her energy not only into this project in Oman, but also, if that happens,
if, yeah,
we'll find out in a couple of weeks and we'll let you know. But because of this whole concept of focus, 2018 for both of us is really going to be a lot of focus. I'm still going to be prioritizing this podcast along with other things, which I'll be talking about in a moment. But focus is really what's going to be getting us through this year and driving us into our eventual settled spots in life, mm-hmm, of what we are going to be doing as a profession full time. So I'm excited to hear more about this YouTubing. Why, what got you into this YouTubing concept, Jeanette?
Okay, so this again goes back to a core element of who I was in high school, which was I love to perform. That's part of why I love this podcast. I love the sound of my own voice. That's terrible. I know. I'm such a narcissist on so many levels, but I really like to perform. I love to tell stories. I love to bring stories to life. And YouTube kind of collects all of the things I want to do and makes it really easy to put it all in one place. One place. So I can make artwork. I can tell stories. I can perform with my whole body, face, and voice and really explore that way. And it gives me one channel to put it all into.
And what is your channel going to be about, or is about?
So it is about making art and having fun with art. And it's going to also have one big project that I am determined to make because it's been on my life bucket list forever, which is writing and illustrating a children's book. Because at Christmas, I couldn't help but get jealous of the books that my nieces were reading. I was like, I want to make one. Why haven't I made one yet? So 2018 is also the year of the children's book. What is it going to be? I don't know. I haven't come up with an idea yet, but I am going to come up with an idea, write a story, use the YouTube channel to help me illustrate and workshop it, and then I'm going to gosh darn try to get it published. So that is a huge goal for 2018.
And for me, Alexander, one of the main things I'll be doing this year, which got started during NaNoWriMo in 2017 in November, is my new young adult horror book, which I've been writing and working at and chipping at. I didn't get to the same level as far as Jeanette, as far as word count. I only got to about 20,000 words in November. And then I had to take a pause because of Christmas and other stuff happening in December, and Jeanette's health issues, which I was taking a lot of time to help her work out her issues and how to cook in a way that she can actually eat so she can actually not only thrive, but be satisfied with some variety and not feel like she's missing out. So I was doing a lot of experimenting with cooking to try to find things that would help her with her own personal health issues. But that's one of the main things I wanted to do is a main focus, or am doing as a main focus this year, is my young adult horror book, along with drone photography, which I just got in the mail, all of my big drone bits. So I just got the DJI Phantom 4 Pro Plus, and a whole bunch of things to go with that. And so I'm going to be doing this as a profession. And my goal is to be able to, you know, feed our little family here. My wife and I, you know, Jeanette's my wife. If you didn't know that, we're married.
What? When did that happen?
Like five years ago. So, you know, I really want to have something that's going to be able to feed us financially and to pay our bills and all that while we're, you know, pursuing these creative passions. So I'm laser focusing on drone photography, the book, and this podcast. That's going to be my three big tiers, my three big pillars for 2018 to make these things into a reality, to have a physical book that you guys can have in your hands by the end of 2018, to be making enough money to pay all of our bills with my drone photography by the end of 2018, to have this podcast grow and explore different avenues, including some of my drone photography. I'll just be talking about little adventures I go on. It's just stories about my adventures climbing up on a mountain. Like when I was doing some photography adventures with a friend of mine in Meriden, Connecticut, and we went to the top of this giant mountain we climbed, and there was like a what's it, like a vulture hawk up there flying around. And then when we came back down, we were going around the lake, there was a random guy just walking around the lake playing a saxophone. It was amazing and weird at the same time. It was just kind of magical, like, you know, like a leprechaun coming out of the ground and shaking his pot of gold at you. Like, you just don't see that every day. So it was, you know, stories like that, just little interesting stories about our lives and adventures and how things are going with us personally. And other authors out there will still be talking to you guys and sharing their personal life stories, along with maybe a little tidbits of information here and there of how to become a better writer as well. But really focusing more on personal stories about not only just authors, but also regular people out there, because I think this is going to feed your brains and your hearts and help you create some amazing things from what you hear on our show.
And that, my dear friends, is what we have planned and what we are planning for in 2018. So we just wanted to fill you in, bring you along on this journey. Thank goodness you guys like us.
Which is serendipitous, because this is episode 18 and it's now 2018 and we're talking about new change in an episode about change. Last episode was about how do we strive and get forward when we don't get the support we need. And now we as a podcast want to provide the kind of support you need that you didn't even know you needed.
That's right, because I think if you're listening to this, you are a creative person. Whether you think you are or not, you are a creative person because you're even interested in this. So we're all on this journey together. Let's make some amazing things this year.
Thank you so much for listening. You guys are amazing. We really appreciate all of the support we've gotten in 2017, which was our first year taking over this podcast. We had season 5 and season 6. Mm-hmm. And we really can't thank you guys enough for all the support and sticking with us.
You guys are amazing. Seriously, I look forward to going online every day because there's something new from all of you and someone to talk to. And it's just, you've made life so much better and you've really helped both of us, I think, to figure out what exactly it is our passions are and to help us laser in on what we should be doing and what we could be doing.
If you want to get the full information of show notes for this particular episode, you can go to podcast.ninthstory.com/S6E18.
And yeah, thank you for listening. And we'll see you next time on the Ninth Story Podcast.
Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful day and welcome to 2018.
Whoop whoop, 2018. By the way, if you listen past the obnoxious commercials that are about to happen, you'll hear a poem from me. Okay, bye!
Bye, everybody.
Welcome to Channel 9 of the STRY Radio Network, where stories live.
Oh my goodness, you made it through the commercials. I'm very proud of you. So here's your poem. The blood moon rises. Its heat stings like that of the noonday sun. But it is across the barren expanse that greatness will be found. And so, white-knuckled, we grip to the hope that forward momentum will be enough to make it through to the other side. The long journey into the burning night begins. That was written by me, Jeanette Andromeda, and it was published on HorrorMade.com, which was part of hashtag Horror Haikus Day. And if you need any information about that, you will find it in the show notes. Stay creative, my friends. Bye!